focus a lot on, you know, my back pedal, change of direction, being able to be low on my back pedal, being able to be fluent, look fluent. And, you know, I'm looking forward to being able to show it on Tuesday.
When the coaches and GMs ask you, tell us why we should, you know, take you.
I just feel like I'm dedicated. I feel like I'm willing to do, you know, what it takes to be the best all the time. And in terms of mentally and physically preparing and giving the most effort. And I want it. And I want it real bad. And I'm willing to do whatever it takes to be the best. Nah, I came back to become a better football player, and I feel like I did that. I come back to help some of the young guys on my team learn, you know, like older guys before it helped me. That was important to me, and, you know, I feel like regardless of what our record is or how I play the season, that's what I accomplished.
Did USC emphasize any more about what they did intimidating rather than playing the ball? Did they emphasize that more with you?
Yeah, a little bit. That's just the style that I was coached to do, you know, go for the head and get locked on and blow receiver up. Yeah, I'm going to have to be more aware of when the ball's in the air. In NFL, you know, a turnover is a big deal. And it's not, I don't think I can't do it. I know I can do it. It's just adding that element to my game. And that's something I'm aware of, something I'm looking forward to being able to add to my game. I play whatever. If I'm on the field, it doesn't really matter. You know, I want to win. I want to contribute. I like football regardless. But, you know, I like, I'm a safety. But, you know, I can play linebacker, especially on nickel. And sometimes, you know, linebacker, is safety is linebacker, just playing in the box. But, you know, I trust that the team will hopefully draft me based upon what they think I could do best. And, you know, I trust that and do what they want me to do.
Did you go there because of the history of the safety position?
Yeah, a little bit. Because, you know, Ronnie Lott went there, Troy went there, Dennis Smith went there. And, you know, SC safety's got to bring it. I want to be a part of that. I wanted that responsibility. And that was important to me. Yeah.
How much did you benefit from that 1 week with the Dolphins coaching?
It was a benefit a lot, especially in terms of being able to be coached from an NFL team. And we started, when I got there, I started to go over, you know, look for the ball and started to emphasize that more, try to understand it more. It eventually ended up paying off, and hopefully it'll continue to pay off. Yeah, I work with Coach Bowles. I respect Coach Bowles a lot. I liked working with him. He's kind of a player's coach because he played the game. He understands, you know, what it takes and what players go through. And I liked working with him a lot. I feel like he helped me a lot. And I would love to work with him in the future. Yeah, it went well. I met with Coach Serrano and their general manager, Mr. Ireland, and it had went well. And, you know, I liked what they told me, and I hope that they like what I told them. Not yet. Just competition. We every day at SC we compete. We get after it. We don't take days off, and that's the mentality that we have. And you compete against athletes every day. You're going against guys that are big, fast, and strong, just like you are. I think that's an environment that's rare in college football. I met with Cleveland. Cleveland, Houston, what's the other one? Dallas, no, excuse me, Giants and Chargers. Got it mixed up. Yeah. Just background, just, you know, how I'm as a person. What I think I am as a football player, my safety or my linebacker. I'll play wherever. I like Green Bay because they're proud of their football tradition. I want to be part of, you know, people that love football.
Have you seen Coach Carroll?
Yeah. It's love to see him. You know, it's a familiar face, somebody I've been with for 4 years, somebody I trust and love. You know, it's good to see him. It's like seeing your dad, kind of. And it's nice to see him.
How big a part was he in your
career? Big deal. Coach Carroll conveyed to me, if you want to be the best, you'll come to USC. If you want to make the most out of your potential, you come to USC. That was important to me to be the best that I could be. And I feel like going to USC, that gave me the best opportunity. I had to be the best football player I could be. I was close, and then in the end, just got, you know, got my eyes put on to the prize of trying to be the best one more time, trying to learn the game a little bit more. It wasn't about coming out for the money or for the fame, I guess, of it. It was more about, you know, coming out to really just be a finished product and, you know, take all the chances I had to be the best safety that I could be. It's been a big part. I mean, he's been there since the beginning. He played football. He understands the game. And, you know, he's been there for every part of everything of it, and you know, he'll continue to be there. Yeah, I mean, he knows what he's talking about. He understands. You know, I don't have to explain anything to him. He understands the process, that it's hard. You know, if I'm tired or if I don't want to talk or something like that, he understands that whole thing. So it makes it a lot easier.
When you were on the offensive team,
did you talk to the Browns yet? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I met with them yesterday. Yeah, Kush, no, not at all, because Kush deserves that. Kush works so hard, and he's so dedicated. He does everything right all the time in attempt to trying to, you know, be the best in terms of working out, eating right, and he deserves everything he gets. And I think it kind of got overshadowed a little bit at SC because we have so many great players, but he deserves everything he's been doing.
Did you get any advice from him about this process?
Yeah, well, Kush was my roommate, so me and him always been real close. He just told me to, you know, keep the mindset of grinding and, you know, never really being content with anything, not listening to what anybody say except for following your natural instinct or just wanting to be the best. And that's how he thinks, and that's how he conveyed to me to think, and that's how I'm trying to apply to my situation.
Certain success that he and Matthews and Milo had last year, do you wish that you'd come out last year?
No, because, you know, that's their life, this my life. You know, I'm the one that wake up every day and has to live in my shoes. Nobody else does. So, you know, I made my decision, and that's my decision. Not anybody else's decision. They don't live my life. I don't live their life.
What makes you a good football player?
I get to the ball fast, read plays quickly, and blow it up when I get there. I think I can get guys lined up in front of me in terms of the rest of the defense, almost being a quarterback of the defense, and, you know, trying to make plays around the field.
I was 6'3",
230. And, I understand I'm big. And with that, it comes responsibility. You got to be able to move when you're big. I take pride in being big and being able to move.
Are you quick enough? I mean, you are big.
Yeah. Yeah, I can get it done.
Did Chris tell you how he thinks you translate this level? How he thinks your game is?
Yeah, no, Kush has faith, and I know Kush believes in, you know, what I could do. He tell me to have all the tools. I just got to apply them all the time and stay dedicated and, you know, have that hunger and never be content with anything. And
that. Yeah.
No, I don't think so at all. I think that's just was it was never came from one of my coaches, I would say, or maybe an NFL person I talked to. I feel like it only came from the media, which doesn't bother me because they don't have an influence on how I play as a football player. And I had a lot more tackles than I had this year. I had about 40 more tackles than I had than my junior year. And it was just a different team. It was different defense. And the offense ran different plays against us, and it was a lot different. I feel like the preparation was the same. The effort was the same. And, you know, it is what it is.
A couple more guys without those four linebackers.
It was a lot different. When you got four linebackers that, you know, started as rookies in the NFL, that's going to make a difference. And those guys were physical, they hit, and, you know, they understood what it takes to be the best all the time. They brought it every time they stepped on the field. And, you know, you lose guys like that, that's tough. But the thing is, the younger guys got to understand that, and they got to step up and kind of reciprocate that same attitude. And that's where we might have lacked a little bit this year.
Last one, guys.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I compared him at all. We're two different people. And I know he's had a lot of success, and hopefully, you know, I'm assuming he'll have a lot more success. I think we're two different people. And, you know, I don't know. I haven't seen him on film. I only know what I can do. But, you know, I'm confident in what I can do. And whoever takes me, you know, I'm confident I could do whatever they want me to do.